I'm glad we're moving on, that we've both gotten over it. Our breakup was pretty bad there for a while. I look back and feel stupid. It's stupid, I was mad. I've been so juvenile. But now that's all over, and peace has been made. And there's just one little thing unsaid that needs to be said. So like, that time a guy drove by and threw a sandwich at your head. That was me. Last Thursday night when the nightclub said they lost your coat. That was me. Social Security believes that you are dead. Thanks to me, when in the shower you found that tongue instead of soap. Well, that was me.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the very first ever meeting of the Castle Club. I'm Jeremy. I'm here with the two lovely ladies, Megan.
Hi.
And Deming.
Hello.
And we are here to discuss for you the many issues plaguing our society. Why are you waving? You guys are waving.
We don't know.
We know, so we're laughing at that.
That was excellent. You both waved.
You're welcome. Wonderful.
We are off to a good and tech-savvy start.
I wish we had like fire sand.
Yes, like the Midnight Society.
Midnight Society.
See, I knew we should have gone to the Midnight Society. All right. So
we
I guess
started
the
peeking.
Well, sure. All right, so let's get...
Shout
let's
out to the Midnight Society.
Hello. I tried to start the Midnight Society once when I was in college. Like, I tried to form a real Midnight Society. Like, me and a couple of people I knew who were in the know, we were like, we should find a place near the shitty area that's around San Francisco State. Let's go find some terrible, decrepit place and, like,
you should go where the Perry Duel...
There you go. Yeah, we'll go where that duel was.
Yeah.
Or just go to, like, the, you know, the area behind the Nations. And just chill and tell ghost stories and throw things into fire. And then, like, one guy's
fire,
job
like
is to just pour water on the fire at the end and then walk away. And then we all just leave the embers.
Because you know, being outdoors at night in San Francisco is everybody's favorite.
Especially with fire.
All times of the year, especially when sleeping.
Nobody's drawn to fire. Nobody you would not want to deal with.
I like it.
Speaking of which, there's a new thing happening on, you know, the network Teen Nick has a new.
It used
doing
to
like
be
a,
the N.
The
now
N,
it's
yeah,
just
yeah.
Teen Nick.
They're doing
like
a,
the N.
The N. They're doing a new. They're doing a new block of programming that starts at like midnight.
Aren't they showing like Pete and Pete? And stuff
yeah, it's gonna be called 90, like the 90s or all that or something like that, and it's gonna have like Pete and Pete, Clarissa Explains It All, Secret World of Alex Mack, like all
Mr.
that.
Keenan Kell.
I don't think Shelby was in yet. It's like a 2-hour block program, and then I guess they're like, but they're also putting in the Amanda Show, so they can't all be winners.
Oh, that's upsetting.
Yeah, I know, right? The Amanda Show is the worst thing about my like high school.
I mean, like I don't mind Amanda Bynes now, but the Amanda Bynes show was just awful.
I liked Amanda Bynes in Hairspray. That was like the only tolerable part for me.
She was delightful.
She was.
I liked her.
She's also very sexy.
She played
yes,
a really good person
sexy.
That I'd want to punch in the face in Easy A.
Really?
That's true. I like.
That's right. I
she was the
that.
Crazy Christian girl.
That's right.
Yeah.
I really much more wanted to punch Lisa Kudrow though towards the end there.
Well, she was skanky.
She was super mean.
But okay, great. Can we talk about the Amanda Bynes? It's like a Twitter thing that she did.
What did she do?
What did she do on Twitter?
She like quit Twitter and then she came back to Twitter and then nobody was paying attention, so she got everybody to resubscribe. She took a bunch of really slutty mirror pictures of herself,
nice.
Like wearing different wigs and.
Oh,
shit.
She did a little Meghan McCain action.
Yeah.
It's pretty classy.
More or less. MySpace revival.
Only good if she was hanging out with that lobster boy from Amanda Show.
I wish it was, but
lobster
no.
boy.
You know who I liked? I liked on all that. Josh Server for one thing.
Check.
Sure.
Yeah, right. But whenever he was when him and Kel would do the repairman.
Yes.
And the repairman was lactose intolerant,
yeah.
So the milkman was
the milkman, and then there was like Yo Girl. There was all kinds of awesome.
And then Pizza Face.
Pizza Face.
And,
Ear Boy.
Walter.
Yeah, Walter the Ear Boy.
The Ear Boy. His ears are really big.
That's right. Walter the Ear Boy. That was good stuff.
There was an episode where he ripped out Pizza Face's spleen for
oh,
show and tell.
Oh, that's horrifying. I remember. I like how Ear Boy's like best friend and confidant was Ross Perot because he also had big ears. He's like, I gotta talk to somebody who's got big ears just like me. And then it was in Ross Perot's office, you know, at the school
that.
Or whatever.
So
like Shades of Welcome Freshman and stuff. Which I think is also on that block program. Welcome Freshman. That was a good
Marv.
Show. Might be before your time. All right.
What's the topic of discussion, old man?
All right. We could talk about.
I'm 22.
Talk
I'm
about 25. The. All right. Talk about some oldie. So we'll talk about Captain America trailer. We saw Captain America trailer just came out a couple days ago, and I have a pretty good feeling how the two ladies are going to feel about this. Why don't you guys go ahead?
The part where they put him in the machine and then it opens back up again.
I haven't seen this movie yet, but I just want to say
the buffness machine.
Greatest movie ever. I'm super okay with this movie. I like that it's happening halfway in between now and Sherlock Holmes 2.
Because
it's a nice little bridge for me.
Sure.
It's true.
Me being the person that uses watching Iron Man as a euphemism for masturbating.
Robert Downey Jr. is a sexy, sexy man.
Hell yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
I had a different take on this chocolate. I thought the movie looked really good. I was excited for the, you know, all the stuff. I think Hugo Weaving looks like he's going to be a badass. It was a really cool. I like the way they sort of made the period look and stuff. You guys don't give a shit about that, do you? They're all about
just really
rippling pecs
with
Chris Evans. Or
well, okay, also. Not another team movie. That was nice.
Yeah.
Not another. That's right. You just ruined my perfect season, Senor. Just ruined my perfect season.
Yes.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
It's from Pretty in Pink.
You sure?
You sure?
Yeah. All right. Captain America is gonna be interesting. I think I'm excited for it.
I'm excited for that.
What other movies are coming out this summer? Oh, Thor.
I'm not that excited for Thor. I'm excited for Thor. And Captain America combined, because since we already have Iron Man, it's
Ant-Man's coming, bitches.
It's leading us up to the Avengers, which is what I'm excited about.
X-Men First Class is going to be badass.
Dude, oh my god. And James McAvoy.
What about, hey.
And Michael Fassbender.
First of all, the director dropping out of Wolverine was upsetting.
Yes.
And then also back to Iron Man. How excited are we for Iron Man 3? Because the director and writer of Kiss Kiss Bang Bang is writing and directing it. And it's going to be like a Bourne-style espionage thriller, but also Robert Downey Jr.
That sounds awesome. I just am really excited for like Iron Man sneaking through like the streets of Prague. Like, he jumped a motorcycle up a curb and then on to like the next story. It's gonna be awesome. Now moving from a fantastic movie to possibly one of the worst movies ever conceived by humans. Megan and I went. Yes, this is yesterday. The time feels like it stretched into about 3 weeks. We saw Limitless. It was, and you know, I know, of course, we have many female listeners due to, you know, the lady issues, you know, expressed by you ladies in my dulcet, sexy tones.
Let Bradley Cooper trick you.
Yeah.
As pretty as he is.
Mm. And fellas, don't let that sweet Kanye West music trick you either. That's not even in the movie. I was very upset about that.
Yeah, no.
Like, I know that never, like, I know the song from the trailer is almost never in the movie, but I got really jazzed about that Kanye West song.
Wait, which Yeezy song is in the trailer? I missed that.
I don't even know the name of that song, but it was just that badass fucking Kanye West song.
Oh, was it Monster?
I don't know the titles of them. I just know this song makes me all excited.
Power, wasn't it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably. That was it.
Was it the one from the Social Network trailer too?
I don't remember the Social Network trailer, but this is riveting. But Limitless is really fucking terrible. Just terrible, awful movie. It hurts to look at many points.
Oh, I almost got motion.
We both
sickness.
Had to like look
they
away.
They do this thing where they like move.
They're constantly zooming forward through the city, but it's like too fast and it hurts.
Yeah,
and it's too sharp. Like it's sharp and quick, so it's not like like motion blur. It's really frustrating.
It's like that time I tried to make out with 3D glasses on.
Sure, it's exactly like that.
Not okay.
Yeah. I'm excited to see 3D movies now that I got my laser surgery that I can, like, maybe it won't suck as much for me.
No, it still sucks. Okay. I've only seen one movie in 3D, though, and it was The Green Hornet.
Oh. Well, that didn't seem like it'd be that good in 3D.
The problem with 3D movies is that unless you're sitting in the center, everything's just all...
Because the screens are all curved for normal viewing. Like, especially bigger screens and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... Limitless sucked, but good thing we didn't pay for it.
We did, because we snuck in.
We snuck in after seeing Paul,
which
was
awesome. Really good, and I'm glad we paid for that movie.
It had fantastical, nerdy references to all kinds of things. Star Wars,
Star Trek, Aliens, all kinds of good stuff. E.T.
Yep. Word. And it had a fantastic cast. Frickin' Jason Bateman, Simon Pegg, Nick Frost. Seth Rogen.
John Hader. Or Matt Hader.
Bill Hader.
Bill Hader. I can never remember what his first name is.
Some random white dude name.
John Hader is Napoleon Dynamite, but that's not the same guy.
Kristen Wiig.
Bill Hader. Joe Latruglio, who's my favorite.
Kristen Wiig, for me, it's funny because I feel like she's funny, but there's so many things I don't like her specifically in, and most of them are Saturday Night Live sketches. I always like her in movies, but Jilly can suck it, and most of her other
characters
are pretty
Kristen,
awkward.
I don't ever really have a problem with Kristen Wiig in movies, but I don't like watching her on Saturday Night Live.
But
I've
also never seen a movie
much.
That stars Kristen.
The talent is unbalanced.
Hey, man, Jimmy Slate's not terrible, and Casey Wilson was cool. They just didn't like her because she was chubby.
They fired her for being 10 pounds overweight. What bullshit. Oh. And then they hired two skinny white girls, because you know what is always funny? Skinny white girls.
Just like that time Megan Fox hosted, and it was the best episode.
Oh my god, I was like, comic genius Megan Fox, let's pump it up.
I
want
to punch Megan Fox in the throat and then rip off the skin where her ugly ass Marilyn Monroe tattoo is.
Sure.
That's one of
punch her in the throat.
She's not that tall.
Throat punching. Punch
she has a weird deformity, and she has your thumb, but on both hands. She has weird, tiny man thumbs.
Oh, good. So I'm only half deformed.
You're not deformed. On you, it doesn't look deformy. On her, it does, because she has weird, because she has lady hands.
And you're predisposed to hate her, and you want to punch her in the throat. Why don't you rip her throat out like Rambo?
I guess I could do
that.
That'd
be good. That'd be much more awesome. And a bigger story on TMZ. Some crazy girl ripped out Megan Fox's throat today.
Some crazy girl also named Megan. It was Megan on Megan fighting.
And then Sarah Silverman popped out of nowhere and gave that girl a high five.
Sarah Silverman, she's going to be naked in a movie this year. And that really makes me excited. Which, of course, is the key point. We got our first planned feature here. For this year's show. What's this feature called, Meg? Do you remember?
This feature is called I'd Hit That.
Yes, it's time for I'd Hit That, where we give a list of our top five sexceptions, the people that you talk to somebody date, and you're like, look, I love you just fine, my dear, but if Helen Mirren comes walking down the street and she's like, Jeremy, what up? Then I'll call you in 45 minutes. That's pretty much, those are the rules. We sort of expanded this concept to cover various genres. And what's our genre for this, our maiden voyage here?
Today's genre is villains.
That's right, villains.
Fictional villains.
Fictional villains.
Ted Bundy.
I was going to say
of thought of Ted Bundy, but not because because somebody hot played him in a movie, and I forget.
Well, no, that's the whole thing. Ted Bundy was good looking.
Yeah, he was super charming, and then he would, take you and kill you.
But. Sure. He's like a man Black Widow. It has to be fictional bad guys or bad gals. And, we sort of just picked those top five. We're going to go around. Say our number five is first, so I'll start.
Okay.
My number five, most bangable villain of all time, Carmen Sandiego.
She's dangerous.
I bet she doesn't wear anything under that trench coat.
Yeah, dude, she sneaks around the world from Kiev to Carolina. So
she's a sticky fingered filter.
That's
from
right.
Berlin down to Berlin.
That's right. And she's cultured. She probably learned a lot of stuff in all them weird countries.
Yeah.
She's probably got all sorts of exotic massage oils and scented candles and weird stuff.
Yeah,
and,
she collects things.
And not to mention, she'll, not clingy. She will burn you like nobody's business. She'll be like, later, and then you'll never see her again, unless that kid finds all seven cities in Asia. And then, you gotta... No, because sometimes it's just find Sao Paulo, and sometimes it's
Brazil.
Duh. And then, you can go, but then,
that show was
visits.
On literally 20 years ago.
Yeah, conjugal visits, though, right after that. And it was on PBS. So. Do it, Rockapella. That's my number five pick for me, Jeremy, Carmen Sandiego, inaugural bang person. Megan.
So my number five pick is Dorian Gray, which He's a very sexy character. Mm-hmm. He's very... He has absolutely no sense of right or wrong because no matter what he does, he stays young and pretty, and his painting just gets older and grosser and disgusting.
Smart.
And in the book...
Do you think it gets all the diseases, too? Like, do you think
it does. He's okay. Totally fine.
So that painting's just got all the outbreaks.
Oh, no, yeah, it does. It does. Nice. It is awful by the time that he tries to stab it and that kills him.
Sure.
But he is a sexy Victorian Englishman, which is always nice.
Yes.
And in movies...
They're the clean Victorian Englishman from movies.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Not the pockmarked Victorian Englishman of reality.
Do you picture him as Stuart Townsend?
I picture him as a combination of Stuart Townsend and Ben Barnes, because in the newer movie, he was Ben Barnes.
Oh, right, the actual Dorian Gray, instead of just the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, which nobody saw because they grew up watching A Walk to Remember, and Shane West was in it.
Shane West is in both of them.
I know. That's why I watched Dracula 2000. You played a cameraman that got killed in 5 seconds.
Who grew up watching A Walk to Remember?
I did. Every day.
Wonder.
She gets to be in two places at the same time. It's really romantic.
Cue Dancing in the Moonlight cover.
Yeah.
All right. Demi, you're number five.
My number five.
Bring it.
My number five is Daniel Plainview from There Will Be Blood.
Ooh, that's
Daniel
a good choice.
I like milkshakes, too.
Yeah. And he likes to murder Paul Dano with a bowling pin.
Hey!
I'm sorry. I forgot you haven't seen
Well, now that I know Paul Dano dies, I don't even want to watch it
There's
anymore.
Two characters played by Paul Dano, though. The
I
other one
plays
does fine.
Twins. Okay, fine. If one Paul Dano lives,
neither shall
Anyway, I am a very aggressive bowling player, too.
Sure.
I like facial hair. Mm. I got a lot of milkshake jokes. I'm going to spare you.
Good
God. Boys to the yard.
It does. I don't know if you've heard.
And what do you think of my burgeoning facial hair attempt I'm going with here?
I like it. You missed a spot.
No, I didn't miss a spot. My face missed
a
spot.
Thank God.
Yeah.
God, these, you missed a spot.
The bottom of my, under my chin is all messed up because when I was five, I fell off of a tall sign and landed on my face.
Why were you on a sign?
Oh, my dad thought it'd be good, cool if I climbed it. He wasn't he wasn't encouraging me, but he wasn't discouraging me. He was like, yeah, get up there. And he gave me a boost. And then...
How is that not encouraging if he gave
you
a boost?
Well, because I asked him for one. He wasn't like, get up there! Like, he wasn't a pageant mom or something. But
he just...
Yeah, he wasn't and all my children will sit on top of the bank. It was that bank that was right across from Cottingtown.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, that... enormous.
In the ghetto.
There you go. all right, so my number four, this was a tough one for me, but my number four character is Bellatrix Lestrange.
Ooh,
yeah.
You would like that Lestrange.
A little Lestrange.
Yeah, I had to go out and pick up some Lestrange. I mean, it's one of those things where it's gross. And just messed up as Helena Bonham Carter was in that role.
Busted.
Just busted. As super...
She does have sweet titties, though.
Well, sometimes.
In that movie.
In that movie.
In the corset.
Sure. But that's almost like using hacks. She's, I don't know. Mostly I feel like I'd be intrigued by it if she just threw knives at me and stuff. It'd be awesome. It'd be a good plan. Hopefully she wouldn't murder my households. But, that's what happens when you play the game. Sometimes you lose a household for two. You can't get laid without breaking a few households. Isn't that how that expression goes?
I have not heard that one, although maybe that's why the last guy got so mad when I actually rolled over. I didn't know that was a thing.
Sure. Totally. All right.
So my number four is Hans Gruber.
Nice! Winner. Winning.
Well done.
Excellent.
I mean, yeah.
Even though he got all pasted on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
That's a minor detail.
He is an exceptional thief.
He's a very exceptional thief, and he has a sexy accent. Mm. And he has great lines.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, great.
He will not be joining us for the rest
of his life.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Plus, you could call him Professor. I know that's mixing genres,
Hans,
but you could.
That's a little,
Oh, geez. Anyway.
For sure.
Okay, so my number four is Balthazar from Constantine.
I you know what? I have this most sneaking suspicion that that's going to be the last time Constantine gets mentioned on this podcast in the future.
Okay, Constantine. I'm not okay with it, but I love it.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shut up.
Taxi driver Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, he's like driving his Daisy. It's awesome.
It's awesome. But, wait. He races his Daisy.
I mean,
sorry. I think that's apt. Anyway, yeah, I'm all about the Mr. Gwen Stefani. He's next. Very pretty.
Oh, Gavin Rossdale is right.
Let's just let it sink in.
And it washed over you like a fine mist.
I don't know. I like that demon Steve.
It's a good, it's an interesting choice. I'd be worried about the demons, like banging a demon.
I wouldn't. But then again, I watch a lot of anime.
That's a good point. That's like the least threatening.
That as a clarifier for everything.
No, that's like the least threatening thing you could have sex with in anime. A demon, like a rock monster, or a giant squid,
like a
or
weird like series dick of baby plant. Squids.
Yeah, dick plant. Yeah, exactly. So my third, following a dick plant, my number three on my list is Mystique.
Oh,
the X-Men.
That is
a kind of a gimme, kind of a, you know, it's, you know, kind of
you can
an
bang
easy
anyone,
one.
Really.
That's true. If that's part
she's
of
every
it.
Woman.
But even when I'm, even when she's just her, she's just all naked and blue and stuff.
Well, so, in the movie,
kind of. Posted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm just saying, in the movie, that's what I'm talking about.
That's
I'm
true.
Specifically referring to the movie because also that way it's kind of like two birds with one stone because it'd also be kind of like sleeping with the diva from The Fifth Element, another blue
that
chick
is
who's
true.
Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel
she's
that.
She's all full of stones. Yeah, so that's my...
With your stone.
Okay. Any shades, Megan!
I'm sorry.
I don't know what that means.
It's upsetting. I keep picturing it now.
Yeah, no. The problem would be if she, like, got mad at me one day and just, like, turned into, like, you know, some messed
like,
up dude. How? Yeah. Like, I'm like, yeah, what's up? And then she's all of a sudden, she's like, I'm Michael Clark Duncan! And I'm like, shit!
Enjoy
not again!
Over the hill. Who would be fun?
Because you could go historical figures, you know?
She turns into Benjamin Franklin.
I think she'd be too, like, mesmerized to really be, like, offended.
Yeah, be like, all of a sudden, I'm John Coffey is just... He could heal me, though. So
I feel like
nice.
You would just feel, like, guilty. Like, oh, sir, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Get you right.
Stop taking Michael Clark Duncan's image.
Let me just unlock those. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. Irony. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So that's my number three, Mystique. Megan.
My number three is a Jason J.D. Dean from Heathers.
Oh my gosh, that was on the
Christian Slater.
Oh, that's your Christian Slater one?
Yeah, that's my Christian
Slater
one.
I mentioned Christian Slater. Was that already on your list?
I mean, I was contemplating it, but I hadn't really decided, and then you brought up Christian Slater, and I was like, oh, it's a sign. Because, I mean, I want to have sex with Christian Slater anyway, but
sure.
He fits the category in this case.
Yeah.
Jason Dean is a crazy person who wants to kill everyone around him just for fun.
Legit.
But he's hot while he's doing it, right. So.
Speaking of which, my number three... Okay, this one's kind of messed up.
Bring it. I'm excited.
Did y'all ever see A Clockwork Orange?
Oh, yes. You want to sex with Alex?
Hell, yes.
Malcolm McDowell was very sexy.
Mm. Not the Malcolm McDowell role I'd pick, even as a villain, though. Because what about Malcolm McDowell when he was the bad dude in Star Trek Generations?
I know. I
Eternal
about
Youth
it.
And stuff?
However,
take you to that ribbon? Take you to the Nexus?
I felt bad about it, but I've always kind of dug it, even before this list came up.
Word.
Even if I can never actually listen to Singing in the Rain, ever.
Mm.
True. Yeah. It does make it
no, I have, like, happy friends, and they'll sing it sometimes, like, while it's raining. I'm just like, fucking shut up.
Stop like, that. Stop raping me. Stop killing me with a giant dick statue.
I had a nickel. All right, number two on my list is Elsa Schneider, Dr. Elsa Schneider from Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Ooh.
Yep, hot Nazi chick. Even though, A, you know, died reaching for the ground. What are you going to do? But best fact about Dr. Elsa Schneider, real name of that actress, Allison Duty. So you got to love that. Elsa Schneider, I, you know, she's interesting. You know, she's smart. kind of a Nazi, but we could work around that.
With that.
Yeah, but you could...
Or with that, that's true.
You could teach her a lesson.
Yeah. I'll fell her Third Reich.
Oh, yeah.
Megan.
My number two is Fade Raufa, the nephew of Baron Harkonnen in Dune.
Ooh. Oh,
right?
How's that? Wow.
Dude. Yeah.
Did you train yourself on that?
No, I didn't. That was one of the first people I thought of, actually. He's devilishly handsome,
mm-hmm.
and he's really hot, and he is an expert in all forms of martial arts.
Sure.
And he's very cunning. He gets run through with a sword, but, I mean, he's really... And he was played by Sting in one movie, and by Matt Keeslar in another movie, so...
Oh, man. Right. Speaking of musicians in film,
okay.
I don't know if anyone ever saw this, but in Labyrinth, Goblin King.
Good choice.
That is a good choice.
Good choice.
I'm all about it. I'm all about it. I like the codpiece. I like the hair. I like those weird glass ball things. What if it's not a codpiece, though? No, I'm assuming not, for the purposes of this list. I feel very good about my choice.
Good choice. All right, so let's go through everybody's, like, bottom, there are four so far. My five through two were Carmen Sandiego, Bellatrix Lestrange, Mystique, Dr. Elsa Schneider.
Mine were Dorian Gray, Hans Gruber, Jason Dean, and Fade Raufa.
Okay. I got Daniel Plainview, Balthazar, Alex Delage, and Jareth.
And my number one...
Did you skip? Oh, wait. No.
Now we're going around again. My number one, and I'm not sure, like, you guys are going to have to help me and make sure this qualifies as a villain. I'm pretty sure she does. Saffron from Firefly. Christina Hendricks is Saffron, the whore from Firefly, who's all sneaky devious and has other names that I can't remember. Are Mrs. Reynolds?
Yolanda. Bridget.
Yolanda, that's the one I can remember. Saffron, a very just dirty, dirty lady that could, you know, pretty much knock me out and steal all my shit anytime.
I think she counts.
Oh, yeah. She's totally...
She'd wake up like, yeah.
I'm like, this is the best!
Like, all my shit is gone, I don't care.
I'm like, totally got laid. They're like, really? I'm like, I'm guessing. Probably not.
Whatever.
We're gonna go with yes. Maggie, number one.
My number one, and you will not be surprised by this.
Probably not.
At all.
No.
Is Captain Hook.
I am surprised by this.
Captain Hook. Okay. Captain Hook, as he is portrayed in the book of Peter Pan, whose best film representation was Jason Isaacs in the 2003 Peter Pan movie, not the comic villain Captain Hook that Disney and Steven Spielberg familiar us with,
not
but
Dustin
the actual
Hoffman's bad form.
I do love that Captain Hook. That's not the one that I want to do nasty things to.
I want
because
my
he's a tiny
will.
Man, but
Dustin Hoffman's a tiny man.
He's a tiny man.
He is, yeah.
But the Captain Hook in the book is like, he will not hesitate to kill anybody. He's super devious. He's super smart. He's very much a gentleman.
Ah.
But mostly it's like a cover for just like how...
Gentleman murderer.
No, seriously, yeah.
Sure.
And it's hot.
Right.
I like it. And he's a pirate. I mean, come on.
Gar.
He's a pirate.
Damning, number one.
Upsettingly enough, my number one villain is also my number one fictional character ever. And I just need to specify that this is from the film and definitely not from the book.
Okay.
Because it's Patrick Bateman.
Oh!
I thought about him.
That's a good choice.
Just, can we talk about the pristine white Nikes? Totally fucking naked with the perfect hair and
the chainsaw. There is though like that one shot where he like jumps out after her and he kind of looks a little bit Willem Dafoe-ish to me.
No.
Is that just me? And he's like, nah. Just,
you know what? Fucking whatever.
It might just be that I was focusing really intently on his face in that scene and you might not have noticed his face in that scene.
No, because I was just like, you're counting the sweat beads on his ass. I don't know what you're talking about. Was there a face in that scene? There could have been. I'm okay with it.
Like the muscles and the biceps in the mirror.
Okay, yeah. The filmed three-way. I'm okay with him wearing a raincoat and doing the fucking moonwalk. I'm okay with all of it.
Yes, it is Paul. Is that a raincoat?
Do you like hearing this in the news?
Feed me a straight cat.
No, but we can't really talk about the book, though, because there's a lot of Habit Trail-related business that I'm not into.
I gotta interrupt this time for a minute. Before we go on to our honorable mentions, Have either of you seen the worst movie ever made, American Psycho 2?
Mila Kunis.
With Mila Kunis. It's available on Netflix since then, everybody, so get right on to that. If you have like an hour and a half to kill, and also some brain cells that you
don't nominee, mind, Mila Kunis.
That's right. It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. And if only because of this. She's, like, the character is talking about wanting to go, like, ostensibly she wants to join the FBI or something, but she's talking about going to Quantico, which is the place where the FBI is headquartered, but she's just like, I'm going to be in the first class at Quantico, which is, that's not a thing. Like, that's not
the
description.
Yeah, well,
the
FBI training camp.
Yeah, but you could say at the FBI training camp, but, like, you could just say, I'm going to be first in my class at City. Like, that's just weird.
Yeah, well, I think that was not the most offensive part of the movie.
No. But that was the part that just stuck in my brain.
Just sort of
also, I think at some point somebody gets murdered with a condom, like, not, like, over their head, but, like, uses, like, garroting wire or something.
I think that was probably, like, the first idea they had, and they were like, let's make it a chick. She'll kill somebody with a condom.
Yeah, that'll be hot. Everybody will watch our movie. High fives on her. But it also has nothing to do with American Psycho. Like, she doesn't hallucinate anything. She has no desires to be successful.
She's a psycho and she's American.
Yeah, she's vaguely psychotic and vaguely American.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all. I just want to mention
honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions. What do you got, Tanner?
Oh, shoot. Okay, these are not great, and that's why they're only honorable mentions. But they are great lays, reportedly. First of all, did anyone remember when Marky Mark was in that movie Fear? I don't think
Oh, my God, right? I watched that at his house.
Wait, what?
You went to work.
And you
or
just
something, and I was at your house watching Marky Mark in Fear.
I kind of almost feel like you're cheating on me in my own house.
In your room. I'm watching it on your TV.
Even worse. Watching Fear in my room all by yourself.
I also have, wait, let's see. So Tom Cruise's best looking role was in Collateral.
Oh, yeah, he was pretty murdery.
Foxy.
I like when he just, like, flips the money out, like a fan.
Yeah, I was okay with all of that. And then also Denzel from Training Day.
Ooh, that's just too upsetting.
Damn.
Yeah. All right, Maggie, who's your honorable mention?
My one honorable mention is Mrs. Coulter from the Golden Compass book series. Not so much Nicole Kidman. Nicole Kidman, she's pretty, but she can kind of suck my ass. Is that
rather? Yeah, it's like I would, or maybe a greater of equal value would be a mannequin for me.
Yeah. Ooh, but man. In the book,
y'all are harsh.
The Mrs. Coulter in the book
is
like super, like there's a part where like, because you find out in the books, if you haven't read this, in earmuffs, I guess, or if you don't care.
Yeah, spoiler alert,
but, like, you find out that the main little girl is, like, her daughter, and there's a part where she, like, kidnaps her and puts her into, like, a sickness sleep so she can't escape.
Sure.
And, like, it's just, she's fucked up, but she's a very, very pretty lady.
Right on.
With silky black hair and a golden monkey that follows her everywhere.
I like life. Yeah. All right, I have a bunch of honorable mentions, because when I sat down to write this list, I couldn't think of, like, anybody for a few minutes, and then once I started thinking of them, they all just kind of came out.
Mm-hmm.
My honorable mentions, I have four, were Gogo, the Japanese schoolgirl from Kill Bill Part 1.
Oh, yeah.
Volume 1.
Yeah. But, she's the only, like, chick villain in Part 1, I think, right?
Well, I mean, Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu.
You talking about Vivica?
Vernita.
I forgot about Vivica.
Vernita Green.
Alright, I'm not sure if this one counts as a villain, because she's kind of double Asian-y, but maybe sort of had regrets. Vesper from Casino Royale. Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of.
I think you just go with, like, every weird Bond girl.
Word. Speaking of which, also Bond girl, Xenia from GoldenEye.
Yeah.
And then my number one honorable mention was Fiona from Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, Fiona.
Everyone wants to party with Fiona.
Totally
Fiona
your style.
Totally jerking.
Yeah, no, she's totally a villain. She tries to kill DuJour, you guys. That's not cool. DuJour means friendship.
DuJour means
crash positions.
I don't know. I don't know any of the DuJour lines, but I do know all of the words.
DuJour
around
right?
the world.
Well, that's all you really mean.
Ride on motorbike.
Ride on your motorbike. So that was our first inaugural top five. I think it went pretty good. What do you guys think?
She wants to go see.
Yeah. Let's see here. Right on, man. We're clocking in at about half an hour. We've talked a few more minutes. I got a couple questions for both of you about this Captain America movie.
Let's do some questions.
Okay. Captain America movie question.
I like
question.
Being asked things and then answering them.
Captain America movie question.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't honestly. I feel like that dude in the beginning, it doesn't even look like Chris Evans. Like,
oh,
the
it's
weird
Chris
gawky
Evans.
Dude. It looks like some fake Chris Evans guy.
It looks like Benjamin Chris Evans.
Chris Evans button.
Yeah.
I honestly,
I'd
like,
be okay
I
with
did.
That.
I was looking at him and I was like, I do not even see any Chris Evans.
Well, because
in
he
that
lost
human.
All that weight, so then his jawline, which is normally very pronounced,
mm-hmm.
kind
so
of.
Kind of a god.
Like a god, right? He's like Adonis or something.
Sure.
Narcissus. Well, he drowned. But,
right, right.
But no, because his so his jaw, because his neck goes in so much that he loses his nice, sexy jawline and his cheekbones, which are one of his greatest features, if you ask
They're
me.
They're fantastic. It's like they glow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
you guys are killing me. Killing me.
Like watching his head explode a little bit.
Sure, sure.
It's not hyperbole, though. It's just fact.
All right. Then, okay, I have a couple other ones real quick. I was in New York last week, and I tried my hand at stand-up comedy and was not a complete failure, which I really enjoyed, not totally failing. And one of the guys who also went on, he did this thing where he was talking about Gaston,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And this is, and I'll try to recreate it for you briefly. He goes, so you know that scene when they're in the bar and that
gay
that,
bar in Paris.
And that dude's like trying to cheer Gaston up, you know, and he's singing that song. And there's a part where he says, he's talking about how he's got a really thick neck. And these two girls, like, wrap a belt around his neck. And then he just flexes his neck and breaks it.
Mm-hmm.
How sick is that? and then he just sits there quietly and leaves us all to ponder that. And the answer is, it's very sick. And the other thing, and then he just goes, like, he sits there quietly for a second and goes, remember King Triton from The Little Mermaid? How cut were his obliques?
They were.
Yeah.
For an old dude, yeah.
He yeah.
was pretty in shape.
But
it's probably from all the swimming.
Yeah, no, I'm resisting. Water resisting.
Totally. But he doesn't have to use his arms at all. I mean, I don't understand why it would... It's all thin.
A lot of trident lifting.
Yeah, but
that's true. He doesn't have to hug that trident.
Well,
like
and
his
also
business.
when you swim butterfly like that, like you really need to tighten your core.
It's all about your core. Yeah, yeah. It's a very good question though. I think that one of the interesting things you don't really see in Disney movies or really kids movies and all family movies like obscenely like muscular cut dudes who are bad or malevolent forces.
Gaston.
Yeah, I mean, since, like, The Little Mermaid and Gaston and stuff, like, mostly now, like bad guys in Disney movies are, like, Stinky Pete the Prospector. Like, weird, like...
They're either, like, fat or, like, sniveling.
Yeah, exactly. They're all, yeah. Like
Iago types.
Iago,
talking,
exactly.
Oh, sorry, I'm talking Shakespeare, not Tom.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
yeah.
But there
not
is
Gilbert
an
Godfrey. The problem with your daughter.
Isn't it sad he got fired just because he said a bunch of horrible, horrible racist things?
But I don't understand. They weren't racist. They were just mocking the tragedy. They weren't like, Japanese people suck. It was just like, dope.
Sucks for Japanese
Yeah, exactly.
People.
But you know what? Nobody fired the New York Post. Another thing when I was in New York, somebody wrote a headline. The headline of the New York Post was, Fission Impossible.
About the nuclear
because
bomb.
That's
Fission Impossible.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Oh no, isn't it? They're all gonna. Yeah.
Call them.
Oh, the worst nuclear accident since Three Mile Island. Hi-oh.
It lightened the mood for me. I felt a little better.
Sure. I was like.
Also, they're
one,
on the safe coast, so.
Yeah, that's yeah. They can just like lob bombs from far away. Like, screw you guys. What are you gonna do? Bomb New York? Like, you can't do anything.
Yeah, New York.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Awkward.
No, I'm saying the Japanese arc. Huh? They only bombed, you know,
no, that's
Hawaii
true.
And
they
stuff.
Stay on our coast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're
a
incredible.
Bomb dropped in Oregon. It was the
sure.
only bomb to drop on the mainland
yeah.
during World
yeah,
War II.
That's true.
It's poor hippies.
I know, right? What did
they
have?
They just wanted to have their Shakespeare Festival in giant bookstores.
Bare feet.
Barefooted, dreadlocked.
Well, on the
Oregon
bright side, you know, all the sand got turned to glass. It's probably easier to walk on now.
And
I mean,
shatter.
Unless it's...
Like shattered glass? It's not like walking on broken glass?
No, walking on broken
glass. Word. That, yeah. Just watch some Hugh Laurie and some old-timey clothes. Get his Blackadder costume going.
You can just watch... I have a copy of Sense and Sensibility at home. He's in that in old-timey clothes.
I wasn't, like, pining to watch Hugh Laurie in old-timey clothes.
I mean, you can also watch Hugh Grant in old-timey clothes.
Well... And top of my list.
And Alan Rickman in old-timey clothes.
Hmm. Interesting.
You're like a little old timelypedia.
I feel like Hugh Laurie might be the only British actor who didn't make it into a Harry Potter movie. Fair to say?
And he's so curmudgeon-y.
Well,
yeah. Not when he's British, though, which is the funny thing.
Yeah, when he's British, he's all cheerful.
It's only when he's being American that he's curmudgeon-y.
I wonder what that says about us.
I don't know. Didn't he just play a bluegrass show in New Orleans?
I believe it. I would totally pay money to watch
You need to read Juan Perez.
I really don't. I just so don't need to do that.
I'm more informed than you.
Well, all right. I can live with that.
He looks like a pig man.
I can live with that if I don't have to just, like... I'm just saying, if Perez branches out into other MS paint colors besides white, I might, you know.
Have you ever read his fashion blog, Coco
Have
Perez?
I never?
What about his fitness and health blog, Fit Perez? What about his pet blog, Teddy Hilton?
Teddy Hilton! Anger! So
my
much
work
anger
gets boring!
Yeah, my work does not get boring. But even if it did, I feel like I'd at least just be on Wikipedia, like, you know, looking up,
it's
like...
It's a lot of list verse, but that's more
list
awkward
list verse
to get
is amazing. What
like,
you gotta do?
Top 10 more horrifying cases of self-immolation.
There you go.
That was when I got stuck reading last time the power went out.
All right, you guys have any final thoughts on this, our inaugural episode of the Castle Club? Inaugural meeting?
It hurt a little bit. I like it, and I want to try it again.
Right on. Always a good sentiment. Thoughts?
That's true.
Yeah. Awesome.
I had
disagreeing.
Fun.
Sure. Right on. I thought it was a good time, too.
Yay. Thanks.
Right on. All right. We'll see y'all next time. Bye.
No.
I feel really good. The truth is coming out. And I'm just glad we didn't let things go too far. I may have spent $591.18 ruining your life, but I can't afford to let our friendship fall apart. Thank God that's all over, the pain's at an end, and we can be happy as friends. I think enough time has passed that we can look back and laugh. I know I can. The last three chapters of all your books that were all torn out, that was me who signed you up for the Scientology mailing list. That was me. Somebody peed in your Brita. And that's somebody who's me. And who wrote that email virus hoping it would get to you? And I'll bet it did. That was me. That was me. Then someone told you I was sorry in a note left on your door. That was my roommate, and because of that, he's no one's roommate anymore. I think we've learned a lot from this. God knows I have. 'Cause I've learned how to sign your name and plug your drain and make it rain and plant drugs and drug your plants and shrink your pants, post videos of you throwing up in your hand. And I was responsible for the events of September 11th, 2008, the year somebody stuck a banana in your grandma's tailpipe. And when I say tailpipe, I'm really sorry. And that time you thought that there was just one more stair, that was me. And when that guy hit your new boyfriend with a bat, that was not me. But he did it on my behalf for a fee. That built-in crossword, that was me. Your new car was dirty, someone wrote wash me on the hood with a key and shot your dog into space. And that time you got drunk at the costume party and hooked up with that Japanese dude that never called you back. And on that online message board, who said you should go rent Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull? I didn't think you'd actually do it. That was me, the old me. Hee 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 hee.